Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Jeanette.
And I am Emily. And today we are joined by two special guests. No, you go ahead, you go ahead.
We have special guests today. Emily, do you want to introduce them?
Today we are joined by the Ghosty Girls, and we have Grace and Vivian with us.
Hi.
Hi.
We just have a few questions for these girls. We mentioned them before on our podcast. We showed, we talked about their Instagram page, and we also, like, screenshotted it on our Instagram. That way y'all could see. And we have been very intrigued on these tiny ghost hunters. So we have a bunch of questions for them. Don't worry, they're not scary questions. But Emily, do you want to go ahead and start?
Well, why don't you girls go ahead and tell us, like, what you do first?
Yes. Tell us a bit about yourselves.
Yes.
You tell me about yourself. Go. I'm 10 years old. My name's Grace Shirley.
I'm a little shy.
I'm a little shy.
It's okay.
And I like to hunt ghosts.
Awesome.
I'm 8 years old, and my name's Vivian, and I like ghost hunting really much.
That is so fun.
I love this.
So, as Jeanette was saying earlier, she is really the one that knows more about this kind of thing. So all of my questions are more like, I need you to explain every single thing to me because I don't know anything.
To be fair, I personally haven't used any cool gadgets to hunt for ghosts like y'all did. So I do have a few questions about that as well. But yeah, do you want us to get right into it?
Sure.
Okay, Emily, do you want to start?
I would love to. Okay, so my first question that I have is, what got you interested in ghost hunting?
When me and Vivian were very little, we went to this hospital. I think it's called Yorktown Memorial Hospital. Yorktown Memorial Hospital. And so we went, I think, on the second floor, and Vivian was running around screaming, and my mom was doing an EVP, and we got a voice that said, come sit down now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Did y'all sit down?
I don't remember.
No, I started screaming.
I would do the exact same thing.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
So spooky, but so interesting.
It is.
So I know it's hard to remember all the places you've been, but from what you can remember, where is the scariest place you've been, or like the spookiest?
So there's this haunted house, or abandoned house, at Griffin Park, I think. It's been empty for 50 years.
Oh my goodness.
Las Feliz House. That's what it's called. So we went to the back of the house, and I didn't feel welcome. Like, someone was, like, telling me to get out. So.
Oh, that's crazy. It's crazy to think, but it's really true. When you go to places that are haunted, you get those, like, feelings, you know? I remember just recently I went to the Stanley Hotel. Y'all heard of it, right?
I think so.
It's one of the most famous, scary hotels. And I went into one of the rooms, and I felt, like, sad all of a sudden. And I was like, ooh, I got to get out of here. But yeah, it really does that to you, you know?
I was actually supposed to get married at the Stanley a month ago, but we just weren't able to. But I'm scared of ghosts, but yet I wanted to get married at one of the most haunted hotels in America. And I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but I did.
I know. I loved that about you, though. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. So what is your favorite experience that you've had so far in your ghost hunting?
Joe, what's your favorite experience that you've been to?
Look
at the camera.
When I was 7, we went to this haunted hotel, and I woke up, like, probably 2 in the morning, and I saw a woman standing next to me in Gracie's bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Pierpont Hotel.
Did y'all use any of y'all's fun gadgets to pick up on that specific ghost?
That's before we had it, then.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
So just the EVPs we had.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. Emily is low-key freaking out right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm alone in my apartment.
That is too funny. Okay, going back to more of a simpler question, since we love spooky things, I was wondering if you have, like, a favorite scary movie?
Oh, that's easy. Oh, yeah. I like the movie It.
Oh, no way. Me too.
You know, our first podcast episode that we ever did, we talked about the movie It in it. We talked about It and It Chapter 2. I think that's what it's called, right? I'm sorry. Again, that's one of the things that I'm not really part of.
That is my favorite horror movie, and I know every little detail. I'm so glad you said that. It's a great movie. And I also, one year for Halloween, I dressed up as It, and it was a pretty good costume.
We can definitely post that picture or send you guys that picture, because it was, she looked exactly like Pennywise. It was kind of terrifying.
We love makeup too. So like it was really spot on.
It was.
Now, is It both of y'all's favorite movie?
I don't know about Vivian's. What's your favorite scary movie, Joe? I don't have any. All of them are too scary.
What's your favorite movie in general?
I don't know. I have lots.
It's a hard question, yeah. I have a lot of favorite movies. I can't just pick one.
So at Ranchos Los Amigos, we went in one of these abandoned buildings, mm-hmm. and we heard heavy footsteps on above us. So my dad went upstairs and no one was there.
Oh my goodness.
That is so crazy.
Wait, where was this again?
Ranchos Los Amigos. I believe it's an abandoned hospital. Insane asylum.
Oh, my goodness.
Those
can get very spooky.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 100 years old.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's really cool. You're giving me ideas on what to research about. That's awesome.
Are you just writing them down as you go?
Yes. Of course I'll give them credit, but... Y'all are giving me some really cool ideas.
Yes, it is my turn. Okay, so what is your favorite hotel that you've ghost hunted at? And have you been back to that hotel? Like, have you gone multiple times?
So I think my favorite hotel is the Biltmore, because we knocked on one of the elevators and we hear knocking back.
Oh, my goodness.
In the Black Dahlia. We had our ghost meter next to the Black Dahlia's picture. It was going off, and we said, if this is a Black Dahlia, make it stop, and it stopped.
Oh, my goodness. This is so cool.
That is really cool.
Do you know who the Black Dahlia is?
Yes.
Yes.
We did an episode on her as well. That one was the episode I did, so I know all about her.
Emily did the research for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
My goodness.
Oh my goodness.
That's absolutely crazy.
I'm just so fascinated right now. This is so cool. Okay. Let's see. How many different ghost hunting devices or gadgets, you know, the toys, do you have? And which one is your favorite to use?
That's hard. Oh, we have 10 ghost gadgets, I believe so.
Wow.
My favorite is the portal.
Now, how do you use it?
And Vivian's favorite is the SLS camera.
I don't want to show that.
So say it.
Now, how do you use those ones?
So, we hook our spirit box to our portal. This is our portal.
Oh.
So cool.
Very.
Ooh. So we hook our spirit box to it, mm-hmm. and it amplifies it.
Oh, okay.
It's yours, Joe.
And these are our other ones. And I forgot
I think this is called the EDI device. So you turn it on. This bottom one's vibration, and this blue one's when something's close. EMF.
Okay.
That's so cool.
That is.
And temperature thing. It records temperature.
That is so cool.
And pressure, humidity. Changes inside the environment. And then we have this tri-field meter, mm-hmm. similar to the this device.
Ooh, these look so fun to play with.
They do.
Emily, we're gonna have to get some of these of our own and go on our own ghost hunting adventures.
She's the like, no. SLS camera.
That's big.
It's pictures. There are
entities.
Oh, cool.
Heavy.
We just got this.
Will you stop that one?
Oh. And this is a producer that connects to energy. And
it's called a Tesla coil.
Oh, okay.
Take energy.
I know I've heard of that one before, but I don't think I've seen one before.
I know. And then this is our EM pump. It's the same thing. They can take energy from it.
Okay.
We have our K2 meters and our laser grids.
I love lasers.
K2 meter, you turn it on. Ooh. And when something gets close, it does that.
Oh, okay.
And then we have our laser grids. So you point them at the wall, and then when something walks in front of it, don't turn it on. You see the shadow.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh.
And then we have our temperature reader right here.
Oh yeah. Y'all have so much.
You do.
Did it take long for y'all to collect these? When did y'all start getting gadgets?
When I was
8 months, I think ago.
Okay. That is so cool.
You guys have done so much within 8 months then with those items.
Y'all's ghost hunting adventures grew so fast.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Okay, so do you have a spot where you've received the most responses?
Prospect Park. There's this little girl named Leanne. She was murdered. So she was walking home from school, and I don't know, but she was murdered. Her eyeballs and I think her fingernails were taken off.
Ooh.
And then her clothes were folded nice, all perfectly. Her socks and her shoes. And she was found under the stage sleeping. In a sleeping position.
Oh my goodness. And that's where again?
Prospect Park.
Prospect Park. Hey, Jeanette, are you taking notes?
Already, yes.
Oh my goodness. That is so crazy.
So did you speak to Leanne?
Yeah, so we asked who's here with us, and our I think our spirit box said Leanne.
My goodness. And had you heard of her before this? Did you go there just to speak to her?
We read about her, yeah.
Okay. So is she one of your favorite ghosts that you've encountered so far?
Sort of.
Okay. I bet you have a lot of favorites, huh?
We get the most responses with her.
And one time when I was 7 years old, I was behind myself and I saw a shadow.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
It's so spooky.
I know. I'm like thinking about how I feel like as much as I love ghosts, in like actual ghost hunting, I'd still be very spooked.
Oh, definitely. I feel like there's a difference in, you know, reading about it and then doing it. Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Am I back? Am I not breaking up anymore? Oh, no.
I can hear you still.
Okay.
Might be.
Okay. Can I be heard?
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, are we back?
You guys are still breaking up.
Are we? Okay. Is that any better?
I can hear you. I know the.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Oh. Okay, yes. Good. I will get that edited out in post. Don't worry. All right.
Yes, what I was saying was, as much as I love ghosts, it'll still be so spooky if we actually do a ghost hunting adventure. But, so ghosts are a supernatural, like, being, right? I wanted to know, besides ghosts, what are y'all's favorite supernatural characters? Under the category, like, supernatural, that could be anything from, like, vampires, werewolves, ghosts, anything crazy or spooky. Which one is your favorite?
Witches.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I'm really interested in witches.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one. Our most recent episode is one about witches and cats, too.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because National Black Cat Day is, I believe, on the 17th of August, and we posted it a week before that, so.
Yeah.
Whoopsies.
Y'all like cats?
Yeah. We have a cat at home.
Oh, really?
A black cat. Yeah, her name's Raven.
Oh.
My cat keeps walking up and trying to be part of the podcast, and I'm not letting him.
I've had my cat in my hands this whole time, but as soon as we're talking about her, she leaves.
She just disappeared.
Yeah, she's a black and white cat as well, so.
Would you like to see our haunted dolls?
Yes, actually.
Please.
So cool.
This is Denise. She's a mother of three children.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to take pictures of the screen. That way we can post this on our Instagram as well. Okay.
So there's
Denise. Okay. Okay, cool.
This is Jessica, a mother of 2 children.
Oh my goodness.
We get no activity from her. We went to this cemetery, and we put our patron meter on her, and she was going off.
Oh, wow.
Let's see if she does it
that
now.
That is so crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, she was doing it at the... What? Hillside Memorial Cemetery.
Wow.
Redlands. Okay, hold this one.
Okay.
And then our last doll.
Uh-huh.
This is a doll of 2 spirits.
Ooh.
Benjamin and Kara.
Oh my goodness. Okay. There we go. All
this one gives me the creeps for some reason.
I mean, I can imagine.
When I was holding to her and
talking to her,
on the EVP spirit box, I got a scratch on my neck.
Oh my goodness!
Oh no!
And so now,
and so my mom called a professional, and she said put salt around her now.
And so do you guys keep her with salt now?
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea. My goodness.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. To keep salt nearby.
Oh my goodness. Have you guys heard of Robert the doll before? Because one of my friends has an experience with him. Yeah. One of my friends, his name is Andrew. I've actually been wanting to get him on the show for a while. We still need to do that. He was where Robert the doll was, except his fiance was inside, and so he was leaning on the building, and he was accidentally leaning on the room where he was. And so he started getting, like, a lot of pain, like, in his back where he was leaning on it, which is really scary.
No, that is crazy.
Isn't he at Zach Baggett's museum?
I think so.
That is so
I don't know. I'm absolutely terrified of Robert the doll, but yet I still want to meet him really badly.
or Annabelle.
Oh, my goodness.
The rag doll.
Yeah, we have a Raggedy Ann doll up there.
Oh.
That my grandma Manny gave us to us.
We don't know if it's haunted, but I want to see. When we first hanged it up in our living room, I was so freaked out I wouldn't come in here.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I definitely would be too.
So the names of these dolls, did y'all find out because they told you? Or did you name them yourself?
We found out.
Okay. And what were their names again?
So this one's Benny and Kara, 2 spirit doll. This is Jessica
and Denise.
Okay. I'm typing it down. Jessica and Denise. Okay.
And Benny and Carl?
Kara.
Okay. Is that with a K or with a C?
C.
A C? Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Okay? Okay.
It is?
What else did you learn from these dolls besides their names? Did you hear about their stories?
So about this one, Vivian will explain to you, Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica, what happened?
Didn't her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, her, when they got married,
Her and her husband, they got married.
Her and her husband got married, and then, after that,
Should I explain the story for you?
Yes.
So, when her husband got married, her husband turned into a total different man that she didn't even know. But she couldn't divorce him for many reasons.
She's tied up.
She's fine, Joe.
She was miserable.
So she was miserable and... Wait, didn't she commit a suicide? And she committed a suicide. She did? Yeah. Oh, she had a miserable life.
That is so sad.
That is. It's really sad.
So she's more of a protective spirit, like Denise.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, that's good.
So is Vinny and Kara the only one with the bad spirit?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, okay.
At least Jessica and Denise never scratched you or anything.
Oh my goodness. Ugh.
Denise? Wait, did she commit suicide too?
No.
Denise
died inside a car accident.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't really remember her story at all.
Alright, so she's more of a protective spirit though, too?
Yeah, she's a loving, protective home spirit, I think. I believe so.
Okay, well that's nice.
That's really nice.
And do you guys have any more spirits, like, in your house, or is it only in the dolls?
The kitchen, we hear knocking in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so yesterday, I believe so, in my mom and dad's room, their fan fell off the wall, but their nails aren't bent. Like,
it just came out for no reason. There was no reason. Oh my goodness.
The story behind Benny and Kara is Benjamin, whatever.
Ooh, okay.
So Benjamin was murdered. I don't know how. And then I believe Kara committed suicide. Benjamin is 34 and Kara is 20.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness. Why is it that they share a doll? Do you know?
No. Probably boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay. That's the exact question I was going to ask, so thank you.
Oh, perfect. I read your mind.
You did.
They're really close connected.
Okay, okay. All right, let's see. So what time do you find is best to get responses?
Probably like 3 a.m.
Okay. Okay. So the witching hour, I believe it's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 5.
Oh.
2:25. 2 to 5. Oh, whatever.
I always get terrified whenever I wake up in the middle of the night and I look at the clock and it's like 3 a.m. I cannot handle that. I can't.
I always get so spooked out from that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, what time is it? 3 a.m. Why? Out of all the times, does that
I know.
3 a.m.
Any other time would be fine.
Exactly. Okay, I have another fun question for y'all. Okay, so y'all like dressing up for Halloween, right?
Yes.
What is y'all's favorite costume that y'all have ever done?
So last year, me and my dad dressed up like Rick and Morty.
Aww.
I was Morty, my dad was Rick.
Oh, that's so fun. That's a hilarious show.
Wait, and I dressed up as a witch.
Is that your favorite one?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, that makes sense because y'all like witches, right? That is so cool. I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday besides Christmas.
Christmas is my most favorite one.
Christmas is a great holiday.
Presents and nuts of candy.
Okay.
Candy.
No.
Okay, I have a quick question for you guys. What questions do you ask to the ghosts most often?
Are you here?
Okay.
And if they're murdered, do you want to get revenge on the one who murdered you?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good
Are
question.
Are you sad and also?
And are you stuck here? Voila.
And like, can you let us know that you're here, like, knocking a wall or something?
Okay, okay. Like that?
Or touch one of our devices. Or speak.
Do y'all get a lot of responses with these questions?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Depends.
Sometimes. That's good. I know ghosts can be very stubborn when it comes to talking and communicating. So it's cool that you get responses every now and then. That's awesome.
You want to hear a story about Janis Joplin?
Yes, I was on your Instagram earlier and I was seeing that you guys were there. Tell us about it.
Yes, please.
So early when we were there, we asked her if we can interview her. We got her to say, or she said yes.
Ooh.
Through the portal.
Oh my goodness. And then after she said yes, what questions did y'all ask her?
Were you murdered?
Murdered. What did she say?
She didn't say anything.
Oh.
I don't... In the daytime, we got a lot of, whenever we asked her questions, she said yes. And I asked her if... In high school, people bullied her, and she said yes.
Oh.
She spiked.
Yeah, she spiked our ADI and our tri-field meter, I believe so.
Oh, that's so sad. That's cool, though, that she was answering y'all's questions. That's awesome.
And at night, when I was going to bed, when I was asleep, so with my mom, at like 4 a.m., I believe so, maybe 6, our ghost meter started going off for like an hour and a half.
Oh my goodness.
Above the area where her body was found.
Wow.
So long. For like an hour and a half.
So that's a really long time.
Now, where were y'all at, or where were y'all at again?
Janis Joplin's room, where she died in.
Okay, okay. That is...
It's at the Landmark Hotel.
The Landmark Hotel. All right.
Room 105.
Wow. Now, why is it that hotels are one of the, like, spookiest places? Do you know? I feel like a lot of the... haunted areas are hotels.
Well, it's because we have a lot of history in the back, and you never know if there's like more history about it, but you never know, so you have to go there and ask the spirits.
You're right. That is so cool.
There might be like suicides, overdoses, a lot of crazy stuff happens and stuff.
That's true. There are a lot of people that come and go at hotels, so it makes sense that there's a lot of different stories there.
Definitely.
That is so crazy.
So where do you plan to go in the future that you haven't been yet?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Me and my dad really want to go to a clown motel.
So. Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, is it the one in Nevada? Or Nevada?
Yeah.
I just read about that yesterday. Emily, I was going to tell you about this clown motel.
I'm terrified of it already. I don't need to know anything else.
This is crazy. I was just reading this. That is so cool that you mentioned it. Where did y'all find out about it?
We watched this
Ghost Adventures.
And it's right next to a cemetery.
Yes.
This clown motel. So, do you think it is haunted because it's next to a cemetery, or do you think it's just creepy and not haunted?
I believe it's haunted.
Yeah, because we read the history again, and
17 miners died there.
Whoa.
Now, when did that happen? Do you know?
What?
When did they die? Do you know?
No.
that's still crazy, though.
It is.
That's something you can find out, is when you go ghost hunting, you can find out when exactly that happened. Ask yeah. all the questions. That is so cool.
That is.
We read more history, and there was this guy who came in a room that was hunting, and when he was sleeping,
I think that's at a different hotel.
He saw a clown in front of his bed.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And he freaked out.
I would freak out as well. I think that's a very good response from him.
It's kind of like It the Clown.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
That's kind of terrifying. Thank you guys for that.
Without the shirt.
I just love how y'all mentioned that, because I was just thinking about that place.
Are you doing an episode on it soon?
I mean, I could, but I mean, technically, this is already it. They gave us all the information we need.
Yeah, we're all done.
They did it for us. I love that. Okay. Let's see. Have y'all ever been to an abandoned amusement park?
No.
Would y'all want to?
Yes. I read about at Disneyland, they had their own, like, an island, and it was an abandoned amusement park. And I think it closed down in 1966.
That is so cool.
And I think it's in Florida.
That is awesome. I want to go to one. There's so many cool abandoned places, and I think an amusement park would be super creepy.
And there's also abandoned Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Where is that one at? Do you know?
I think it's in New Orleans. Oh, I don't know.
New Orleans is already a spooky place.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I want to go there.
We've definitely looked into that. Oh, my goodness.
Earlier when we were talking about favorite supernatural characters, mine is a vampire. So New Orleans has a lot of like the vampire shops and stuff, so that's why I want to go.
so you know that hospital that we're talking about?
Yeah. Well,
it's in Texas.
That's in Texas. Well, my brother went with us, and
oh yeah,
he felt like something was choking him
on the third floor. Second floor.
Oh my goodness.
That must have been so scary.
And there's numbs there.
Tell them it's in Yorktown, Texas.
It's in Yorktown, Texas. You guys should go.
Okay.
I'm going to see how far away it is from me right now, actually.
I know.
Well, we need to go there again. We want to scream and run and see if we get us something.
The Black Swan Inn is in Texas. Also.
The Black Swan Inn is also in Texas.
The Black Swan?
Oh, did you guys ever hear about the kid who got lost in the...
Oh, the tunnel.
Tunnel?
Mm-mm.
Well, she did. Uh-huh.
There's a tunnel and, remember that tunnel? So it goes down, like, it goes under the streets and stuff, and so a little girl got lost in there. And her mom went to go find her, but I don't think...
Mom's still searching.
But the mom's still searching for her. They both... But she didn't find her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that is so sad.
That is.
It's so spooky.
Oh, and we also went to this haunted bridge where...
Suicide bridge.
In Pasadena, and
I forgot how we got there. And the woman fell off the bridge and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and...
So there was this woman with her baby, and she threw her baby over off the bridge, and then she jumped and fell off. Went off. But the baby survived.
The baby just got a couple scratches.
Wow.
Well, at least the baby survived, but it's sad that the mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's a park down next to the suicide bridge.
And our friend, Alexis, came with us and she was on the swing and something probably pushed her behind her and she fell down and the swing hit her head.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow, that is a lot.
So
is that
I have
one
a question.
Of your favorite scary stories?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. What do you guys like to hunt in the most? Like a hotel or like a hospital or a graveyard? What do you like the most?
Hospital.
I probably like the hotels.
Uh-huh.
And because you get one night to investigate and you probably get half of the night the other night.
Okay.
That's cool. Okay.
Definitely.
And the hotels, you can, sleep in one of the rooms, too, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten to.
One time, we went to this hotel.
The Glen Tavern Inn?
The Glen Tavern Inn, and this woman called the... What's her name again? She was looking for her love and...
Oh, no, that's at the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
I've heard about that one.
So at the Cosmopolitan Hotel,
this woman in black?
Red.
Red. And she committed a suicide, too. She shot... she got a gun and shot her head.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
And she haunts that room. And I think she also had a friend there.
Oh.
And,
talk about how Mila got there.
Oh, so our brother-in-law, my big sister's husband. So, he's a Marine. And, so when we were doing our investigation, he got touched at the back of his neck and he ran over the couch without hitting my big sister out the door in five seconds.
Oh my goodness.
That is so crazy.
And the candle moved on our table, on the table.
No one hit it.
Wow. These are some really cool stories, though. I love hearing ghost stories and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And at this mountain, I forgot, we were climbing. I think on our spirit box. San Pasquale Battlefield. We were at the top, and my big sister's friend, Maddie, and her husband, Mateo, he was wearing an 805 sweater, and Maddie said, can you read what Mateo's sweater said, and it said 805.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's spooky.
That is spooky.
And that now they believe in ghosts. There's no donkeys. Those are cows.
Oh, cows. I believe I heard a donkey.
Ooh, I know this other place. So, at my mom's work, she works at an apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
So, we haven't investigated that yet, mm-hmm. But...
can I tell a story?
No, I get to. in one of the rooms there, a grandmother killed her daughter's baby.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no. It's so sad.
That is so sad.
Baby.
Killed a baby.
Did you, one time when my mom was coming back from the hospital with me, what? When I was born, and she saw a car accident,
you
and...
I'm loving hearing all these stories. Do you have any more questions, Emily?
I think those are all the questions I have. I'm trying to find one more. Hold on. Do you have any more?
I only have one written down left, and it was also another basic question, but besides your Instagram page, do you have, like, a YouTube page or anything? Maybe a Twitter?
Not yet.
Are you wanting to start YouTube?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool, and it would really expand your, because you can put, like, long videos of your ghost hunting adventures. That'd be so cool. I definitely watch those cool YouTube videos.
Okay. I have one more question. What can you do to attract ghosts?
We use spirit oil.
We use spirit oil, and we tell them,
and we meditate.
And okay. We also, like, ask them all the things that happened before they died.
Okay. And does that usually work really well for you guys?
Yeah, we also give them energy with our Tesla coil and our EM pump.
Okay.
We tell them to draw the energy in the meantime.
I take it back. I have one more question. Going off of that, I know a lot of different ghost hunting type of deals, they can use crystals because crystals have different types of energy. Have y'all ever done that to attract ghosts?
We just use quartz for protection.
Okay.
That's so cool.
I use that too, but just for general protection, not really from ghosts.
Just in general. That's awesome.
Okay.
Emily, do you have any more questions before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Well, where can we find you guys?
Just Instagram?
Your old house when you're a child.
Where could we find you guys?
What's your Instagram?
At ghosty girls ghosty_girls_official.
Awesome. We will definitely link you guys in our show notes on Instagram, and we are super excited for this to go up. I think it'll go up this afternoon. I shouldn't have an issue editing it tonight.
Okay. With the Z.
With the ghosty girls with a Z.
As for what?
That is so cute.
Can you send us a link so we can help
promote it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. I'm so excited to, for everyone to hear this interview with you guys. Y'all have been great, and we are so glad we finally got to meet y'all.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
This is so much fun. Well, thank y'all so much, and we're also going to do our outro right now, so y'all can hear that.
You can.
Thank you guys so much for listening. This was Ghosty Girls. Maybe sooner or later, we could probably have, like, another episode with y'all.
The next time y'all go on a
ghosty adventure, y'all can let us know, and then we can talk about it. That'd be so cool. Y'all can follow us on Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast
and Twitter
party_horror.
And if y'all have, if our audience has any ghost stories themselves or would like to be interviewed as well, you can email us at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast @gmail.com. Or you can just DM us as well on Instagram.
That too. Whatever works. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you girls for joining us on our podcast today.
Thank you.
Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.
Bye.